This is Dr. Masucha, dictating patient's name is Thomas Silverside, S-I-L-V-E-R-S-I-D-E-S, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 7/12/1957. Date of service, date of service is 9/1/2022. Mr. Silverside is a very pleasant 65-year-old male with history of developmental delays, severe pulmonary hypertension, sarcoidosis on 2 liters of oxygen, who was also diagnosed with interstitial lung disease as well as pneumonia a couple of months ago, was brought back to the emergency room with respiratory distress. In the ER, patient was noted to have severe dyspnea. Oxygen saturation was 70% on room air. He was obtunded, he was intubated in the emergency room because of significant obtundation. Patient also did develop a significant hypotension, was started on given Levofed, also phenylephrine for blood pressure support. CT of the head without contrast as well as CT angio of the chest were done. Patient was also started on IV antibiotics. Patient was CTA of the chest showed dilated main pulmonary artery. 4.5 by 4.1 centimeter fluid filled mediastinal mass in the superior mediastinum. EGD done at bedside. And dilatation was done. Neurology was consulted. There was no concern for myasthenia gravis and Guillain-Barré syndrome. GI saw the patient as well as CT surgery were consulted. Recommendations for barium esophagogram, continue IV antibiotics, was also given prednisone, continue albuterol. It was felt that this patient is in aspiration risk, esophagogram was cancelled, CT surgery and GI felt it was not urgent and would defer it for re-evaluation in the future. Echocardiogram done showed an EF of 65% with an RSVP of 60. Patient was started on Cialis for pulmonary hypertension, and the recommendations were to follow up in the pulmonary hypertension clinic. VFSS was done. We did show some silent oropharyngeal aspiration. Was recommended 6 soft and bite-sized patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital, admitted to Wellbridge of Brighton. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any complaints of any chest pain, shortness of breath, and any palpitations. He is using oxygen. He denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting, there is any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for pulmonary hypertension. Next, sarcoidosis. Next, interstitial lung disease. Next, hypernatremia. Next, hypoglycemia. Next, glaucoma. Next, degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history, unknown. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies. Plaquenil. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, he does have history of pulmonary hypertension, history of interstitial lung disease as well as pneumonia. On home oxygen, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, he does. No history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, does have history of developmental delay. No history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, less complaints of joint pains off and on. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 101 over 72, temperature 97.8, pulse 90 per minute, respiration 18 per minute, oxygen saturation was 96%, weight was 149 pounds. HENT examination was normal, people's weight were round and reactive to light, axillary movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVT, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was scattered bronchi bilaterally, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, acute and chronic respiratory failure, next severe pulmonary hypertension, next interstitial lung disease, next history of community acquired pneumonia, next dysphagia, next glaucoma, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, keep her on oxygen, will check his labs, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Brenda Martel, M-A-R-T-E-L, Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A. Date of birth is 10-17-1953. Date of service is 9-1-2022. Ms. Martel is a very pleasant 68-year-old female with history of low-grade follicular lymphoma, cirrhosis, bicuspid aortic valve, stenosis, status post-mechanical heart valve, placement on chronic Coumadin, history of subdural hematoma, status post-right-sided craniotomy and evacuation, in April 2009. Presented to the emergency room. Secondary to a fall from a wheelchair. Patient stated that while transferring from the wheelchair, the patient fell. She did hit her head. Patient denies any loss of consciousness. She was seen in the emergency room, was found to have a 3 to 4 millimeter subdural hematoma without herniation or midline shift. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Her anticoagulation was stopped. Neurosurgery was consulted. Patient was given Kcentra and vitamin K. Patient was being monitored and neurochecks were being done. Blood pressure was being monitored. Repeat CT head was stable for neurosurgery. Repeat CT in 2 weeks. It was recommended that anticoagulation be held times 2 weeks. Patient course on the floor was uncomplicated. She was PTOT were consulted. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she does complaints of mild headache. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. She is concerned about her Coumadin. No other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for ascending aortic dilatation, cirrhosis, deep venous thrombosis, follicular lymphoma, hypertension, hypothyroidism, history of migraines, subdural hematoma, thrombocytopenia, history of aortic bicuspid aortic valve, status post mechanical heart valve. Past surgical history has been significant for aortic valve replacement, cesarean section, craniotomy. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She does have history of aortic bicuspid aortic valve, status post mechanical heart valve replacement. No history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, the anogenic nausea, no vomiting, the anogenic diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological. She does have history of subdural hematoma, status post-surgery, no history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal, bruising over the right side of the forehead with a scar from previous surgery on the scalp is seen. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible, systolic murmur, and aortic valve click is audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bulk sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, history of fall. Next, subdural hematoma. Next, history of mechanical aortic valve. Next, follicular lymphoma. Next, cirrhosis. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patient admit to well-bridge rehabilitation facility, will continue current medications. Had at length discussion with the patient and her husband. Her anticoagulation is on hold. She's supposed to have a repeat CT head in 2 weeks' time, and subsequent to that will be restarted on Coumadin. She will see her neurologist, will continue other medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Patient is DNR, period. Next patient is Kathy Leibold, Leibold, Kathy, Cathy. Date of birth is 5/2/1957. Date of service is 9/1. Date of service is 8/31/2022. Ms. Leibold is a very pleasant 65-year-old male with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, bilateral cerebral strokes, history of migraine, presented to the emergency room with complaints of severe vertigo. Were worsening with opening of her eyes and movement. Nothing was relieving her symptoms. She was brought to the emergency room. She was having some left eye / temple pain and nausea. She was seen in the emergency room. An MRI of the brain was done, showed no acute intracranial abnormality. CT of the head and neck was done, which showed no flow limiting large vessel stenosis, aneurysm, or vascular malformation. CT head was unremarkable. MRI was recommended. Echocardiogram was also ordered. Patient was seen by neurology. MRI of the brain was done, which did show a cerebellar infarct. Patient was gradually doing better. She was ambulated with physical therapy as well as occupational therapy. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she said that she's feeling better. She thus feels weak. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever, chills, no other complaints. That's medical history. Has been significant for asthma, depression, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and migraine. Past surgical history has been significant for appendectomy and knee surgery. Allergies to sulfur, aspirin, butorphanol, codeine, DHE, divalproex, dolacetron, nalbuphine, promethazine, topimerate, toradol, and triptans. Social history, smoking, none. Alcohol, occasionally. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system. Cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, she does have history of asthma. Musculoskeletal, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does have history of migraines, history of vertigo. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains. Neurological, she does have history of migraines, no history of TIA or CVA. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's weight was round and reactive to light. Extracurricular movements are intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, no tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, severe vertigo. Rule out ischemic stroke. Next, history of migraines. Next, hypertension. Next, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Next, history of asthma. Next, TJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Continue other medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period.